Hello and happy Wednesday. Since it's Wednesday, you know what time it is. It's time for Wedding Wednesday, which is tips and tricks for brides and grooms who are actually planning their wedding. For those of you who may be tuning into this little podcast for the first time, hello, I'm Jasmine. I'm an award-winning and published wedding photographer, and I'm located in Indiana, but I serve clients worldwide. And I do these little Wedding Wednesday series to just provide some tips and guidance and tricks for all those couples who are planning their weddings. So this week's Wedding Wednesday, we're going to talk all about your hair and makeup timeline. So this is for most of the ladies out there. If you are planning on having your hair and your makeup done professionally for your wedding, then this podcast is going to be for you. So most brides and a lot of bridesmaids choose to get their hair and makeup professionally done for their wedding. This allows them to look their best and allows them to relax a bit and get pampered before they walk down the aisle. So the following timeline that I'm going to talk about will help you when it comes time to book your hair and makeup services. So about 6 to 12 months before your wedding is when you should start searching for your hair and makeup stylist. So that way you have plenty of time to make sure you can find the one that's perfect for you and you can book them before they book up. So once you find that someone that you love, go ahead and book them. Popular ones will book up fast, and if you're getting married on a Saturday in a popular month, hair and makeup artists could already be booked up. So just like any of your other wedding vendors, when you find the vendor that you love, just go ahead and book them. That way you don't miss out on having your dream vendor. And then at the six-month mark, so around the six-month mark, or at the latest around the three-month mark, you should be meeting with your stylist for your hair and makeup trial. This will let you work with your artist and make sure your hair and makeup is exactly what you're wanting. And I always recommend that my brides have their makeup trial done the day of their engagement session. This way they will look and feel their best during their session, and they can also see how their makeup photographs. Most engagement sessions happen at the six-month mark, so you can use your engagement photos for your save the dates. So this kind of fits perfectly in with that makeup timeline as well. But you definitely want to make sure you're doing that trial. That way, the day of the wedding, you've already have all those kinks worked out, and you know your artist is able to provide you with the exact makeup and hairstyle that you're wanting. And then when it comes down to your wedding day, you want to make sure to consider a couple of things. Your hair and makeup services can take time, so you want to make sure you build it into your wedding day timeline. Overestimating how long your hair and makeup will take is best, just in case something takes longer than expected. And also sometimes maybe someone decided that they didn't want to get their hair and makeup done, but after they see everybody else, they decide they want to. So kind of making sure you overestimate how long it's going to take will make sure everyone's done and completed and beautiful before any portraits happen. And you can definitely talk to your hair and makeup artist about how long it's going to take them or how long they think it's going to take, and they'll be able to give you an estimate of how much time that you'll need so you can be able to build that into your timeline accordingly. And on average, just so you can start thinking about it, bridal hair and makeup on average takes around 1.5 hours. Bridesmaid hair and makeup takes on average an hour. Of course, this can vary based on your artist and hair and makeup choices. You know, if you're having one person that's doing everybody, or if you're having a couple people, that can definitely cut down or add to the time and everything like that. So hopefully that was kind of helpful when you start thinking about those hair and makeup services. And that's it for this week's installment of Wedding Wednesday. Be sure to check back next time for another installment of Wedding Wednesday, which is tips and tricks for brides and grooms who are actively planning their wedding. Thanks, guys, and have a great rest of your week.